Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
With a CNBC Your Money Minute special Jumpstart Your Finances episode for the new year, I'm Jessica Ettinger. This time it's new year, better income, whether from your current job or by acing the interview for a better job. You're going to hear some of the tips found in a new course by the experts at CNBC Make It, which you should check out at cnbcmakeit.com/courses. Full of more job hunting, resume, and interview gems you need to know to make more money. Let's get started. It's one thing to manage the money you make really well. Get out of debt, especially credit card debt. Sketch out a budget and set some longer-term goals, achieving them by paying yourself first, by automatically saving a portion of your pay from each paycheck. And another way to build wealth is to increase the amount of money that's coming in. So that's all about the job, either making more in the one you have or by finding one that pays you more. And Americans have been doing just that.
Really unprecedented job openings.
They have new jobs.
There are thousands of jobs that will be created.
A surge in job applications.
Right now, you don't see a lot of people being put out of jobs.
Had a job offer this year.
People get new jobs.
I got an amazing job.
In a few moments, some tips for you on getting more money out of your current job. But first, let's dive into finding a new and better paying one. Because an outside offer that pays you more can be all you need to get more in the job you have. So it's been a strong labor market the last few years, and it's still good for people looking. The latest JOLTS report showed that for every one unemployed American at the beginning of 2024, there were 1.5 job openings.
Right now, employers are still dealing with the aftermath of the pandemic, where they didn't have enough workers once demand shot back up.
But senior LinkedIn economist Corey Contenga tells CNBC, while the labor market is getting closer to normal, that does mean it's getting more competitive again for people out there looking.
Employers, they're still seeing a lot of applications. At LinkedIn, we're seeing applications per applicant up about 16% compared to last year.
Since landing a new and better job is more competitive now, you need more of an edge than you've needed in the past few years.
Job searching is heartbreaking and soul-crushing.
Tech recruiter Jermaine Murray said it all right there, which is exactly why the experts at CNBC Make It have created an online course. He's a part of it. CNBC Make It senior work editor Hannah Howard hosts the career-boosting course called How to Ace Your Job Interview.
Most of us are never taught how to do job interviews well. What's more, they can be downright scary. The best way to prepare, body language tricks to instantly impress, what to say and not to say, and how to answer tricky interview questions and talk about pay.
They talk to hiring managers to give you exactly what they're looking for, but the course also helps you with resumes and finding the job, because that all comes before you get an interview.
Number one tip, especially in a competitive market for your job search or for your career, network, 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 network. They always say that's not what you know, it's who you know. And fortunately, unfortunately, it's the truth.
Tech recruiter Jermaine Murray again. He's also known as the job father. Also in the CNBC Make It online course, career educator Aaron McGough.
If you know somebody inside of a company, if you make a relationship, that is more powerful than the most well-written resume and cover letter in the entire world.
You have to build your network to find unlisted jobs and cut through the competition. And you'll have to make it through job applications and resume screening software, too. There's so much more on this in the CNBC Make It online course. Hat tip to CNBC Make It producer Jess Leibowitz on the incredible wealth of information in the class. Now, in this Saturday podcast series, we've been focusing on making more money to achieve wealth and your goals. But there are a couple of things to point out.
Look at a few jobs that you're interested in. What are the likely trade-offs you're going to have to make? What things would you be willing to trade off to get more money? What would you be willing to say, I don't need as much money for?
Organizational psychologist Benjamin Granger is the chief workplace psychologist at Qualtrics and also one of the experts in the CNBC Make It course.
You might be looking at a job that pays extremely well, but you might be working 80 hours a week in that job.
Some job seekers get lured into job openings, especially job descriptions that seem fun or cool. But beware, many jobs with social cachet may not come with the impressive salary you might really want.
Audit your lifestyle. Think about things like how much you spend per month. Think about what your lifestyle costs. And that's a good way to determine what you need for your next opportunity.
Tech recruiter Jermaine Murray again. So know yourself. Do you want a different job, or are you really looking to build your income? Say you go through that course on CNBCMakeIt.com and you pitch some jobs, get selected for interviews. And the course teaches you how to ace those interviews, and now you're in the salary negotiation phase for a possible new position or several. People are setting a higher bar for what they think they should be paid, overall highest it's ever been, in the latest data from the New York Federal Reserve. But that same survey found that, ladies, you're still expecting less than men.
When it was broken down by gender, there were some really surprising differences. Men set their salary expectation at around $90,000 on average. For women, it was $66,000. So we're talking about a difference of $25,000.
CNBC's Jessica Dickler says there are some systemic biases, and women are more likely to leave the workforce to care for others. And
there's also been some research that shows that women are less likely to negotiate at the outset. They're not demanding a higher pay. They're not countering from the initial offer. And that has led to lower salary expectations overall.
Of course, at the start of any new position, you want to come in at the highest possible salary. If you're really considering the new job, but you kind of like where you're working and you just want more money in your current job, that offer from the outside position can be used as leverage when you approach your current manager for a salary increase. This is one of the best ways to get a raise, but of course you do have to be willing to leave. So now if you don't really want to leave and you want to use that outside offer as leverage, experts say you have to be mindful of timing. If it's a tough time for the business, your department, or your boss, you might want to wait to ask for more money when conditions improve. And then, as NBC's Stephanie Ruhle told the Today Show hosts, you need to show why you should be paid more.
If you just walk in with everybody out there is getting paid more money, I see it on the news, raises galore, that's not going to work.
So approach your manager after some research.
You need to actually show up with facts. Go to the websites, try to find out what other people doing those jobs are getting paid. And now, no employers like to hear this, but ask your coworkers.
Yes.
No HR department likes the conversation where you walk in and say, well, guess what? I found out this is the going rate for my job, but I am telling you, do it. Use your power. Find out what that job pays and ask for it.
Sometimes asking for it is the hardest part. Okay, you got a lot of information. Let's do a quick recap to get going on bringing in more money this year. Number one, a better job with better income is within reach. Number two, get going on connecting with your network. Number three, take the CNBC Make It course on acing the interview. It includes top tips on finding jobs and creating winning resumes, too. And for a limited time, they're giving you 50% off that course. So go look at it at cnbcmakeit.com/courses. Number four, if you like your job and you want more money to do it, an outside offer can be used as leverage with your current employer. Number five, you can also find out what your employer needs from you to pay you more, then do it. Here's to good wealth. Thanks for listening. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.